What did you look at specifically regarding the border fence and this new border surveillance technology plan?
Well, our report was aimed at a number of things, and among them was to see whether the CBP had adequately documented all of its plans for buying specific types, quantities, and deployment locations of high technology items to really be sort of a successor, not exactly a successor, but sort of a successor to the failed SBI program. And our report title pretty much says the story. We did not find any justification and analysis that would tell us why they selected certain types of technology, why they wanted to deploy it in certain locations, and most importantly, what benefits they expected from these technologies, so we could really get a better idea of whether they're meeting expectations.
Did you get a sense that that was because the plan was not fully devised, or is it just that they are not really sure? Was this a finished product, I guess, is what I'm getting at?
Well, it's pretty much a finished product. They have plans to begin procurement of these items in fiscal 12, and we're in fiscal 12 now. These kinds of plans are always subject to change, but what we were looking for is the justification that we would have to satisfy, as an independent party, satisfy us that they made the right decisions or reasonable judgments on these things. We didn't see it.
What did you see? What has been done right that you saw in this so far?
Well, what they have done, they've done an analysis of alternatives, which wasn't perfect, but it was generally okay. We saw them consider different types of equipment and technology, which is good, a range of that. And we saw them involve the Border Patrol, the end users, and that wasn't done in the early days of SBI. So those are good things. But again, before they proceed, we believe they have to do a much better job of documenting their decision-making so we and others, including OMB and the appropriators, can better understand their rationale. Also, I might mention the life cycle cost estimate, which really translates into budget dollars, wasn't very robust in our judgment.
Do you have specific requests or recommendations about that documentation, or is it just a matter that you didn't see enough and it's not as important how that documentation looks as it is just the fact that some exists?
Well, I'll tell you, I think at this point it's very important that it's done well. You know, we've had a number of false starts here in this virtual fence with Project 28 and then SBI, and going before that to the ISIS system. The department just has not had a very good track record of implementing these high-tech systems at the border. Now they have the time to do it. Apprehensions are way down from previous levels, so you might say they have a little bit of a breathing room to take stock of what they're doing and make sure they get it right this time. It's not that we're saying necessarily that everything is wrong. It's just that we and others are not in the position to gauge whether it makes sense.
So there's just no way to tell is what it sounds like you're really saying.
Yeah, I mean, that's right, Francis. I mean, you're really trusting their judgment. And at this point, with all these failed starts, I think we ought to go a little beyond trust. We're not saying anybody is lying or they're pulling the wool over anyone's eyes. It just wasn't documented so an independent party can go in and assess whether it's being done correctly. And those independent parties could be us, it could be OMB, it could be the Resource Acquisition Board inside CBP and DHS, and it could be the appropriators.
Tell me a little bit more specifically what documentation you'd like to see. What supporting documents would make you confident that they were headed in the right direction?
Well, let me give you an example. I was down on the border in August, and I went to one of the locations that I was told was going to be where I think it was 8 towers were going to be deployed. And each tower, on average, runs over $1 million, say $1.2 million. So we're talking about $10 million of investment. I asked, well, how many apprehensions do you usually get in this area? And they said, oh, about 10 a day. Well, for that much traffic, do you need that kind of investment? Do you need the towers, or can you get by with something cheaper and more mobile? What I'd like to see is the documentation that would tell me why they selected the most expensive option and what other options were considered and why they were dismissed out of hand. That documentation wasn't there. So we don't know whether, the CBP people who designed this plan were used to operating in a less constrained budget environment or whether they were very conscious of the tight budget constraints we're operating under now.
Just curious quickly, that amount of space that you're talking about in that particular example is how much space?
Oh, about maybe 22 linear miles.
So eight stations along 22 miles, but the entire southwest border is how long?
In Arizona, it's about 250 miles, the entire southwest border, and not every part of the southwest border would have this technology.
Sure.
It's almost 2,000 miles.
So I'm just trying to understand the scope of what you're getting at as far as documentation for the various portions of the border.
That's right. I mean, each portion is not going to have exactly the same solution as the next. In some cases, you have mountain regions where cameras and radars may be very ineffective. In other locations, you have long, flat plains where they would be. Then, in addition to a radar tower, which is very expensive, there are mobile units that cost a fraction of what a tower costs, which could also be effective in low, flat terrain. So we'd like to see how these analyses were done, what alternatives were considered, and why the different technology deployments that were planned were selected, and that documentation wasn't there.